from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Maria, the cleanup begins. The sound of a group of young people hauling a fallen tree away from a small green space to where it can be more easily hacked up and hauled away. A small but seemingly significant first triumph as the cleaning up process begins in the wake of Hurricane Maria's devastation. Hurricane Maria continues to dump more heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Maria, then a Category 4 storm, knocked out power throughout Puerto Rico on Wednesday and flooded many areas while inflicting a less severe but still significant punch to the Dominican Republic. The storm was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, in almost 90 years.
The tone was very matter of fact. It was not. There was no yelling. We didn't throw shoes at one another.
That's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson commenting on a meeting he had in New York with other signatories to the Iran nuclear deal and U.S. President Donald Trump's pending decision.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think the time has come for a decision to be made, and it is the president that has to make the decision.
Mr. Trump, who has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, has until October the 15th to tell Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Thursday his forces have begun an offensive to retake control of the town of Haiwija, one of the last areas in Iraq held by Islamic State militants. The United Nations says more than 100,000 civilians have fled the area during the past 3 years, and that an estimated 85,000 who remain are likely to be heavily affected by the fighting in the coming weeks. Rescue teams in Mexico worked Thursday to reach those still trapped among the dozens of buildings that fell during a massive earthquake that has killed more than 230 people. One search in Mexico City took place at a school where on Wednesday, workers spotted a girl buried in the debris and were able to confirm she was still alive by asking her to move her hand. Her name, apparently, is Frida, and rescuers are hopeful that at least two other children may be alive beneath the debris. The North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has a response to President Trump's speech at the UN General Assembly. If they thought they could scare us with the sound of a dog barking, that is a silly dream, he said. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet Thursday in New York on North Korea following President Trump's warning the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if it threatens the U.S. or its allies with nuclear weapons. A large mob tried to block a shipment of humanitarian aid to besieged Muslims in western Myanmar before they were chased off by the police late Wednesday. The government's information office says about 300 protesters gathered at a dock in Sitwa, that's the capital of majority Buddhist Rakhine State, where a boat was being prepared to transport 50 tons of supplies, including water, food, and mosquito nets, from the International Committee of the Red Cross to the Rohingya Muslims stranded in the northern part of the state. 8 people were arrested and detained. Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council in New York for strong and swift UN action to end nearly a month of violence in Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the UN Wednesday the security situation is improving with no new clashes since September the 5th. The Spanish government is preparing for more protest as Catalan separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arrested local officials, and seized millions of paper ballots. The country's constitutional court has suspended the vote as unconstitutional. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.